John Stewart destroys Democrats' world-class government shutdown collapse, I can't fucking believe it. By Simon Kent on November 11, 2025. A foul-mouthed John Stewart could barely restrain himself Monday night as he destroyed Democrats for caving on the shutdown and the Senate passed a continuing resolution, CR, to reopen the government. By the way, tonight's show will be brought to you by I Can't Fucking Believe It, the Daily Show host said from the get-go. I can't fucking believe it, for when the I can't believe it Edvard Munch scream emoji doesn't quite convey how much you cannot fucking believe it. Stewart then continued his ranting tone of sadness and anger mixed with expletives at the reopening of government. They fucking caved on the shutdown, not even a full week removed from the best election night results they've had in years. Seven Democratic senators and an independent voted with their Republican counterparts to end the shutdown and reopen the government. Stewart noted, "You had the wind at your back, election victories all over the country. The new Sydney Sweeney movie, box office bupkis. Apparently, her new MAGA fan base didn't show up in droves to see a biopic about a lesbian professional boxer who overcomes domestic violence to live her truth. Who could have seen that coming? Democrats, you sold out the entire shutdown not to get what you wanted but for a promise to not get what you wanted later." Stewart referenced New York Giants' recent defeat by the Chicago Bears in an effort to bring some weighted comparison to the hopeless Democrats. "This is a world-class collapse by Democrats," he said. "It would be like being up 10 points with 3 minutes left to go in a game and still finding a way to miraculously lose it for the fourth time in just 1 month." He added, "How are we being ruled by the only old people who don't stubbornly cling to shit whether it's working or not? That's the whole point of being an old person. What kind of an old person are you? Well, maybe it is time to give up my driver's license." Earlier this week, the Senate approved a funding package intended to bring the longest government shutdown in U.S. history to an end. As Breitbart News reported, the vote passed Monday night in a 60-40 tally, with seven Democrats and one independent joining Republicans to approve the deal. Several Democrats who voted against the measure have called on Chuck Schumer to resign. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.